know, we're frustrated with what's happened, and I think that disappointed, you know, in Vaughn. But, you know, I think the way that I've looked at this is, and will continue to look at this is the fact is with the decision that's come down, we'll live with that decision. And what I'd like to do is try to do everything we can to prevent any other situations. And so whatever we have to do as an organization to try to help Vaughn, we want to be able to do. And so, you know, put aside the fact that he's a good football player, you know, him as a person, and it's time that, you know, that if we can get him help to help him take that next step in the maturation process, we want to do that. So, you know, we'll take it one step at a time. And the first step now is to make sure that, you know, we're getting Vaughn the help that he needs to get.
How much will it help in that regard that you get him in the building for 6 weeks, whereas years ago that wouldn't have been the case?
Well, it'll be good for him to be around, and plus he'll, you know, stay close to the game, stay close to his teammates. And so that's going to be important, and that he has their support. I know nobody feels worse about this than Vaughn. So for us to be able to we'll keep our arms around him and you know, be there for him and help him through this process.
John, when you got hired, you said, "I know what I don't know, and you're going to have other people help you." This process, for us, it was very confusing. I wonder if it was one of those going through it.
I think it's confusing if you try to get the answer before there is an answer, and trying to figure out what's going to happen before actually the decision comes down. And so that's what we've been going through the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and trying to, you know, everyone's trying to figure out, okay, who's going to get the scoop? Well, the bottom line is, in my position, I've waited to see, you know, what it's going to be. You know, we tried to prepare both ways, and we're in training camp, and everybody got the reps, and we knew that there was a possibility we wouldn't have Vaughn. So, you know, now that it's down, we'll be able to, go from there, and you know, with the football team as well as with Vaughn.
John, was it irritating to you that this information seemed to get out before you were officially notified?
Well, I mean, it seems to happen with every situation. And so, you know, I think that, you know, when the final decision came down, I heard about it first. And so, and that's what I was waiting on. So I didn't get tied up in what was going on with the rumors and everything else that was going on out there. We were patient with until we heard, you know, the final decision come down on what it was going to be.
Do you believe John, he was trying to conceal it?
That's not even my concern. I mean, and I'm not even going to delve into that. That's between Vaughn and the league, and so I know what I think of Vaughn Miller, what we think of Vaughn Miller as a person. And so again, I get back to the same thing: is not trying to put the toothpaste back in the toothpaste bottle. It's moving on from here and trying to hopefully make sure it doesn't happen again.
John, for clarity, though, when the Vaughn thing first, you became aware of that. Elvis had already left the building, so to speak, right? I mean, that wasn't...
No, there was nothing there. I mean, if you're saying, did I know about Vaughn before Elvis?
Yeah.
Not at all, no.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I think we heard about Vaughn sometime in May, if I remember right. But I can't give you the specific date, but no, it wasn't even close.
Do you have any concerns at all, the distractions, given where this team is trying to go this year, that it's starting to chip into the focus and things like that?
Well, I mean, I think sometimes you can use distractions to your benefit, and the fact that distractions are also when you're getting patted on the back all the time, too, which we have been quite a bit. And so I think that, you know, this is something that, you know, we realize, you know, Vaughn was a big part of our defense, and we're going to have to play and pick up for that slack that Vaughn's not going to have there. So, whether it's a distraction or a bump in the road that we got to deal with, and as a football team, figure out a way to, you know, pick up that slack. And so, you know, anytime you lose a player like Vaughn, it's going to hurt you. But to be a great football team, this isn't going to be the last bump we have this year. You know, we're going to there's different things that we're going to have, you know, certain things that we're going to have to go through that eventually we're going to have to deal with.
Can you tell us when Vaughn was informed of this, how he took it?
I was not around Vaughn when he was informed, so I couldn't tell you that.
A few more for John.
When you said that your focus now is to make sure it doesn't happen again, what are some of the steps, you know, when you look at your entire organization to make sure that, I mean, what are some of the things that you guys would hope to do to make sure that with Vaughn or the next guy?
Well, and that's what we're going to keep that in-house, and you know, we're going to do the best we can in-house to prevent, you know, this thing with players as well as, you know, what happened in the front office. And so we're not going to look back on those. We're going to get better from them.
The attitude-wise, it's
like he has a 6-week injury? Is how you'll look at, you know, as far as replacing a guy, he's out for 6 weeks.
Well, whether it's an injury or however you look like, we're not going to have him for 6 weeks. So, you know, I think that the, you know, the players will look at it and rally around Vaughn and help Vaughn, but also understand the work that we got to do.